Well, prosecutors in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial wrapped up their case today. Now, for the past 5.5 days, the prosecution is trying to portray Rittenhouse as an instigator in the shootings that killed 2 men, left a third severely wounded during police protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Now, News Nation's Kelly Beeson has been following this trial for us. Kelly, the jury saw some new video today of one of those shootings.
Yeah, that's right, Nicole. And this video apparently is the clearest video yet of that first shooting. It was zoomed in. It was slowed down today to show Kyle Rittenhouse shooting Joseph Rosenbaum at close range. Now, a forensic pathologist testified today that Rosenbaum had soot injuries that could indicate he had his hand over the barrel of Rittenhouse's rifle.
There is no soot stippling here, correct?
I believe that's correct, yes.
Okay. The bulk of it starts between what would be the ring and commonly referred to as middle finger?
Yes.
Okay, so that means the barrel of the gun, if not touching, would have been like this.
It's in that location, that's okay. Correct.
So that hand was over the barrel of Mr. Rittenhouse's gun when his hand was shot.
That makes sense.
Now, the doctor went on to say it was unclear from this video whether Rosenbaum was grabbing Rittenhouse's gun or he was swatting it away. Kyle Rittenhouse now faces life in prison if convicted on the most serious charge, which is first-degree intentional homicide.
All right, Kelly, so we know he possibly faces life in prison. Do we know if Kyle Rittenhouse will actually take a stand?
Yeah, Nicole. Well, the defense did say in their opening argument that Rittenhouse would testify. However, we don't know when. This entire trial is expected to last 2 weeks.